Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Wednesday the 15th of April at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the boss of Ornua, which owns Kerrygold Butter, and we'll be chatting to the owner of Park to Travel at Dublin Airport and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com, but first let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Ciara O'Brien in the Irish Times reports that consumers are increasingly focusing on funding improvements to their homes rather than moving, given the housing shortage, according to new research. The Credit Union Consumer Sentiment Survey found 45% of Irish consumers surveyed are planning to spend a substantial amount of home improvements in the next 2 years. The ongoing difficulty in the housing market was a key factor in the decision to invest in home improvements, with 39% saying problems in finding a suitable and affordable home were behind the decision. With 2 in 5 consumers saying that problems in finding a suitable and affordable property are playing a key role in their home improvement spend, the sentiment survey sheds further light on continuing problems in Ireland's housing market, according to the economist Austin Hughes. And Anton will be speaking to Austin in an hour from now. CNBC reports that Europe's airline industry is at risk of a systemic jet fuel shortage in the next few weeks if the Strait of Hormuz blockade continues, with the potential of hundreds of flight cuts, according to experts. Claudio Galimberti, the chief economist with Rystad Energy, told CNBC that the situation facing airlines depended on how many barrels will be flowing through the strait. The situation within the next 3 or 4 weeks, he said, can become systemic. So you can have severe cuts in flights in Europe already starting in May and June. After peace negotiations between the US and Iran collapsed at the weekend, the US began a naval blockade of ships entering and leaving Iranian ports. The South China Morning Post reports that at a top-level meeting of her 26 department chiefs in March, the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen quietly approved a plan to stop EU funds from going to clean technology projects containing Chinese inverters. Inverters are the essential power electronics at the heart of solar and wind systems. Industry groups estimate that Chinese companies led by Huawei Technologies control more than 220 gigawatts of Europe's installed solar capacity via these devices. The Commission wants to prevent EU money from flowing to such projects and curb research cooperation under its Horizon programme, where Chinese inverters are involved, according to people familiar with the plan.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.